Ave Maria. I'm Father Joseph Michael, your host for Come and Follow Me, the vocation vlog of Ave Maria. These words, Come and Follow Me, were extended by Jesus to the apostles. They were an invitation to leave all behind in order to follow him and to dedicate their life's mission and work to his service. When young people are asked, what is your vocation? They may shrug or feel embarrassed and say, I don't know. But in their heart, they recognize that this is a serious question that requires thoughtful reflection, prayer, and perhaps even the guidance of others, such as a priest or a spiritual director. What does vocation mean? It comes from the Latin vocare, meaning to call. Thus we say that every vocation is a call addressed to man. From where does this call come? It comes from God, who is the master of man's life and man's death. First, God calls every person to human existence. Then he calls them to carry out some mission in his life, whereby he is to grow in holiness, and in this way earn paradise. This call to the human existence and to holiness is the vocation of all, of every man that is born in this world. But the call to gain holiness by fulfilling one's mission during the course of his earthly sojourn determines the right state of life for each individual to adopt. Thus the Church classifies three states of life, the single state, the married state, and the consecrated state of the priesthood or religious life. It is to the consecrated life of the priesthood and religious life that Come and Follow Me will be dedicated to exploring. Each young man and woman has his own particular vocation to fulfill in life, the vocation assigned to him as his way to reach the kingdom of heaven. Everybody has a call from God to which he is expected to respond so as to faithfully fulfill in order to attain salvation. The task of determining what is one's true vocation is certainly not something one does with effortless ease, but one must do it because it is something bearing on everyone's temporal and eternal destiny. With a fatherly wisdom, Pope John Paul II warns us, everybody, especially if he is young, must intelligently ask himself the fundamental question about Christian life. What is it that God calls me to? There are perhaps many who do not ask themselves this fundamental question at all, who as they live from day to day, do so haphazardly and with thoughtlessness. In the end, they may have many regrets in the mistake they made in choosing their path without due consideration beforehand. St. Alphonsus cites in one of his works Father Granada, who described choice of a state of life as the chief wheel of our whole life. He adds this wise comment, as with a watch, when the master wheel is broken, the whole watch ceases to function. So in the order of our salvation, when the choice of a state in life is mistaken, the entire life is then mistaken, quotes St. Alphonsus Liguori. Let every young man and woman seriously reflect on this exhortation of St. Paul. I beseech you, brethren, be not conformed to this world, be not worldly minded, but be reformed in the newness of your mind, that you may prove what is good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. We must take care to ask and answer the fundamental question that will enable us to live a life leading us to the kingdom of heaven, according to the state, whatever it may be, that God has determined for us. St. Augustine wrote very meaningfully, we are living our life in vain if we are not using it to earn eternal life. This is Father Joseph Michael for Come and Follow Me. Ave Maria.